Electronics Weekly, Samsung IoT Platform, Hitachi Otis and more. Digicom Nitrogen QA Processes. Digicom Electronics Incorporated has announced two nitrogen-based methods for improving printed circuit board, PCB, quality and integrity, Diamond Track Nitrogen and Diamond Track Cleaning Services. These processes are designed to reduce or eliminate defects in PCBs, especially for products used in the medical, military and aerospace, industrial and RF wireless industries. Digicom's nitrogen initiative generates nitrogen for use during the solder reflow, selective soldering, and hand soldering processes to strengthen solder bonds and improve solder adhesion. According to the company, adding nitrogen minimizes device failures and ensures printed circuit board integrity. Digicom's Diamond Track cleaning process aims to give better results than the IPC's Ionic Cleanliness Guidelines allowable level of contamination. For more information, visit Digicom's website. Hitachi Driver Assistance Systems. Hitachi will demonstrate its autonomous driver assistance systems at the 2017 Automotive Engineering Exposition. Hitachi's exhibit will showcase a range of technologies and products related to advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, and automated driving, AD, systems, which will contribute to the realization of the next generation of automobiles utilizing the technologies of autonomous driving and electrification. Hitachi will emphasize four central concepts in its assistance systems: safety, to minimize collisions and avoid accidents; comfort, to realize comfortable riding and stress-free driving; eco, to achieve lower emissions and reduce environmental impacts; and time, to arrive at the destination more quickly and efficiently. Additional details on Hitachi's planned rollout schedule can be found on the company's website. Samsung IoT Platform. Samsung has introduced the Arctic Smart Internet of Things, IoT, platform. The Arctic platform includes end-to-end enterprise-grade security enhancements and is designed to enable easy-to-use, secure services for device onboarding, device and user management, edge node management and secure OTA updates. Samsung is also releasing the Arctic 053 module update and Arctic Quick Start, a design and development support program that aims to help customers and partners jumpstart their IoT businesses by streamlining secure IoT solutions. Arctic is intended to enable businesses to securely activate, monitor, track, and add new functionality to products after deployment. For pricing and availability, visit Samsung's website. Study warns of critical security deficiencies in medical devices. Synopsys has released the results of a study which found that 67% of medical device manufacturers and 56% of healthcare delivery organizations, HDOs, believe an attack on a medical device built or in use by their organizations is likely to occur over the next 12 months. The survey also found that roughly one-third of device makers and HDOs are aware of potential adverse effects to patients due to an insecure medical device, but despite the risk, only 17% of device makers and 15% of HDOs are taking significant steps to prevent such attacks. The Synopsys study, conducted by the Ponemon Institute, highlighted four key findings. Building secure devices is challenging. 80% of device makers and HDOs report that medical devices are very difficult to secure. The top reasons cited for why devices remain vulnerable include accidental coding errors, lack of knowledge/training on secure coding practices and pressure on development teams to meet product deadlines. Lack of security testing. Only 9% of manufacturers and 5% of HDOs say they test medical devices at least once a year, while 53% of HDOs and 43% of manufacturers do not test devices at all. Lack of accountability. While 41% of HDOs believe they are primarily responsible for the security of medical devices, almost one-third of both device makers and HDOs say no one person or function in their organizations is primarily responsible. FDA guidance is not enough. Only 51% of device makers and 44% of HDOs follow current FDA guidance to mitigate or reduce inherent security risks in medical devices. To download and read the study, visit Synopsys website. Tektronix Measurement System. Tektronix has introduced the ISOVU portfolio, an isolated measurement system with 120 decibels, 1 million to 1, common mode rejection. The ISOVU family includes products with both large differential and common mode voltage ranges. Users can measure a range of differential signals, 5 millivolts to 1000 V, from DC to 800 MHz in the presence of large common mode voltages up to 60 kilovolts. ISOVU also includes high input impedance. The differential input resistance is up to 40 megaohms and the differential input capacitance can be as low as 2 pF. A large input impedance allows users to make measurements anywhere in their circuit without concerns about loading the signal under test. The combination of large differential voltage and high input impedance lets designers completely characterize their systems and eliminates the need for conventional probes tied back to ground through the scope. For more information, visit Tektronix's website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.